So in other words, this is not a fly-by-night operation. If it does get up on the screen, it's going to be a big production. Is that right?
Yes, it will be a huge production. That's the only kind she does now. She's the biggest production company in Hollywood, and at least one of them. And she will not put out any kind of movie right now that's low budget. And she has mentioned all the way from $10 to $15 million to $20 million, which is a lot of money to put in on a movie.
Of course, as you know, Don, as I've talked to you many times, I'm fascinated with the basketball part of the story, the 1928 team that...
We're going to have to put him in a nursing home.
Well, we are. Is he starting to lose it there soon? But, Don, you know, I'd love to talk about basketball 1928 and even the years you played, 48, 49, right around there, and then 1956 right. when Carr Creek won the state championship.
Right.
But there's a wonderful story about the school itself and about educating those students, and very possibly that movie might center more on that. What do you think?
Well, it looks like it is going to be centered more on basketball because they have asked our screenwriter to revise that and put in more basketball and take out some individuals that's really not that important to the story. So there's no doubt that this will be a basketball movie.
Well, that's good.
And, well, I Sue and I both will welcome those changes. Between you and me, it was too feminine. They had too many women there. And they have brought in some people that will be coaching, and I don't know who she's going to get for the players, but she told Donnie is the one been doing the negotiating for me, but Mrs. Rose told Donnie that she wants to take those young boys up on that mountain all the way to Chicago and all the way back. She says she wants to do that. She was impressed by what some of the sports writers had to say up in Chicago.
Well, let's stay in touch, and you keep us abreast. And when's the last time you talked with Coach Morton Combs and Dale Combs on Carr Creek Mountain?
Well, I was up there about 2 weeks ago, and he was feeling better. And as you know, and I know, that he's aging pretty fast. But he went to church about 2 weeks ago. He and his wife went to church. That's a very good sign. So he's still holding on.
Well, that's great. They're both at least 90, maybe 91 years of age.
That's about right.
Don, you and Sue continue to have a great Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and thanks for talking with us.
It's been great.
Okay.
We talked.
We're very privileged to have Coach Morton Combs with us. And Coach Combs, I understand you and your family are having a good Thanksgiving weekend. Is that true?
That's right. Have our kids come in, and some are grandkids, children, and we really enjoy it. And I'm thankful I've gotten well enough to enjoy it.
Well, Don and Sue Miller said that you were feeling better, and your wife said that you were feeling better. As a matter of fact, I think you even went out to a restaurant this morning, didn't you?
Uh-huh. And I appreciate so much you and your church and all they're praying for me all the time. I just feel like I had all the difference in the world in me being well enough to get around a little bit.
Well, you're constantly in our prayers personally and with our church and Sunday school. I know you are all around Carr Creek. And give me some of those small communities around there. Red Fox? What are some of those small communities?
Red Fox and Live Carr and Sassafras and Vico.
Okay.
CCO Vico.
Okay.
And, of course, Hyman. And
you're not very far from Hyman at all, are you?
So a lot of competition.
And even Wayland. School that gave you the team with Kelly Coleman that gave you a little struggle there in the 1950s.
Wayland, that's just on a little beyond Hyman. Wayland and King Kelly Coleman gave me a lot of problems.
Well, you gave him some problems too in the 1956 state tournament.
Yeah.
Where you all were the state champions. Coach, tell me about your teaching. I know that you loved to teach. We talk a lot about your basketball, but you really enjoyed the classroom also, didn't you?
Yes, sir. I taught world history, and I just enjoyed it. The fact is, yesterday I spent an hour or two reading ancient history. I enjoy the Old Testament so much, and I do a lot of reading in that, in the Old Testament and world history, and kind of try to relate it to modern history, what's going on in our world today.
Were you happy to see the president get over to Baghdad?
Yes, I saw that. I've been reading about that. Yeah.
You know, that reminded me, maybe I'm going too far back, but the Civil War, when Lincoln used to slip right into the heat of the battle and go into the tent and talk with some of his commanders and so on.
Yeah, that's right. The Civil War was really something to read about. I mean,
Coach, are you hoping that, I know that you know that Don Miller and his son-in-law or son are trying to get the Carr Creek story up on the big screen. Are you hoping that happens?
Yeah, I'd like to see that happen. That'd be nice for Don and his wife. I'd be happy to see that. Be great for our basketball team, too. Basketball players.
Well, we've mentioned it here a number of times, but you and your wife have just a lovely home right there beside the old school, and the gym's on the other side. It's just a beautiful setting. Obviously, Carr Creek Mountain, the school, all of that has been very special to you down through the years. How would you sum it up if someone were to say, Coach, why was that such a special place that you spent most of your life right there beside that school?
Yeah, it's, well, I had the privilege one time taking another job, which would have paid me much better than the person that was here interviewing me was from Cincinnati. Wanted me to move to Lexington to take this job. And I just couldn't. I just couldn't leave the people. Couldn't leave the students. I was so attached to, and he couldn't understand it. And something happened. I told him that I wanted to stay here and win the state basketball tournament sometime. Well, in 2-3 years later, we were in the state tournament in 56, and my wife and I were coming down on the elevator, and he was on it, and it was Saturday evening, and so he said, "You son of a gun, I know what you're doing now. You're playing in the finals tonight." He said, "I just sure hope you win, because you told me that was one of the things you would like to have happen sometime." And he just congratulated me and said he begins to understand why I'd I didn't leave and take a better job. So I thought that was kind of unique. I appreciate him very much.
As I've talked to you several times, you said actually the 1955 team was just as good, maybe a little bit better. It takes a little luck to go all the way, I guess.
It was. Hazard beat us in overtime, and they won the state tournament. And they beat us at Hazard, you know. So I think we had two teams in a row good enough to have won. But a small school to win the state tournament, and of course, I guess any size school, of course, that is, have to have a good team, plus get a few breaks along and a little luck and so forth. So I always considered myself as a coach of being fortunate, and I got my part of breaks, and there were several breaks against him, but I feel like they happened to everyone.
And you had a real good team the year Seneca won the state tournament, which was, what, about 1963?
Yeah. Yeah, at the first game, only game, Seneca lost that year. And
you beat them in the LIT.
I had the best boy I had and the biggest boy I had. Broke his hand in the last few seconds of the ball game. And didn't get to play in the tournament, and we got beat in an overtime period in a district tournament by Breathitt County. Playing at Breathitt County, of course, we always played away from home. You know, our gym was not large enough to hold tournaments.
So. And you didn't even have a gym until 1948. When did you start coaching there?
Well, I started in 1938 when I got out of college and coached 4 years, and then I joined the Army. I was gone 4 years. Then I came back as principal. I was principal until 1954. Then I became coach and principal again, 1954. And of course, I went on. Had the good fortune, good luck of becoming superintendent. I retired after 8 years being superintendent of our county schools.
So what year was that?
In 1968.
Long tenure at Carr Creek School.
Uh-huh. I was 37 years in the Carr Creek school system, in the Knott County school system. Since I was at Carr Creek all those years except 8 years as superintendent.
Who was your counterpart at Hindman? I know you had some big games with them.
Yeah, Pearl Combs was coaching at Hindman most of the time that I coached here. Of course, Hyman and Whalen and Breathitt County and Hazard and Carr Creek all had a lot of competition between those schools.
When he was in high school, Coach Combs was on a state champion team at Hazard.
In 32s, when we won the state tournament, and also the girls won the state tournament there. I think it's 1930. And Payne was also coaching the girls and boys. And he's one of the two or three coaches that coached the state champion girls and boys.
Coach, this is an unexpected, rare pleasure and privilege to be able to interview you like this. Thank you for granting me the interview, and just love you to death, and you will continue to be on our prayers constantly, and good luck and good health to you and your wife.
Well, thank you. We, my wife and I, really appreciate you and your friends and church. And thank you very much for giving me this opportunity.
Thank you.
This started out as a simple piece it together as you go heart of the matter program. People were thankful for, and lo and behold, my first ever interview with my mother, Sue Livesey Boone Sweeney, the first interview with legendary Coach Morton Combs of Carr Creek, even though he and his wife have welcomed myself and a few friends into their home several times, and Don Miller with a scoop. The Carr Creek basketball story will be made into a movie next year. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend and safe travels if you or loved ones are traveling later on today. That's Heart of the Matter. I'm Ron Boone.
You've been listening to Heart of the Matter, a weekly community affairs program produced by WIEL.